Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 29th of January. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on the truth that God will open doors for us that no one can shut. Our Bible passage for this week is Revelation chapter 3 and verses 7 to 13. The message to the church in Philadelphia. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. This is the message from the one who is holy and true, the one who has the key of David. What he opens, no one can close, and what he closes, no one can open. I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. Look, I will force those who belong to Satan's synagogue, those liars who say there are Jews but they are not, to come and bow down at your feet. They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love. Because you have obeyed my command to persevere, I will protect you from the great time of testing that will come upon the whole world to test those who belong to this world. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take away your crown. All who are victorious will become pillars in the temple of my God, and they will never have to leave it. And I will write on them the name of my God, and they will be citizens in the city of my God, the new Jerusalem that comes down from heaven from my God. And I will also write them on my new name. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. Amen. Have you ever felt like you've missed out on an opportunity? Maybe you were too focused on the present moment, unable to see the bigger picture. In our passage this week, we are reminded that God opens doors of opportunity for the church. However, we often miss these opportunities because we're too caught up in the here and now. So let's explore for a few moments how shifting our focus from short-term to long-term thinking can help us see the incredible ways God is working in our lives. In Revelation chapter 3 and verses 7 to 13, Jesus addresses the church in Philadelphia. He commends them for their faithfulness and promises to open doors that no one can shut. These doors represent opportunities for growth, for impact, and for advancement in the kingdom of God. Just as Jesus promised the church in Philadelphia, he promises the same to us today. God wants to open doors of opportunity for us, but we need to be willing to shift our perspective. It's so easy to get caught up in the busyness of our daily lives and to lose sight of the bigger picture. We become so focused on the immediate challenges and tasks that we fail to see the long-term vision God has for us. When we shift our thinking from short-term to long-term, then we open ourselves up to a whole new realm of possibilities. So how can we catch God's vision for our lives and the opportunities he has for us? It starts with seeking him in prayer and asking him to give us a glimpse into our future. When we align our hearts and minds with God's will, then we begin to see the hope and potential that lies ahead. We can trust that God has a purpose and plan for each one of us, and he wants to reveal it to us in his perfect timing. Take a moment just now to reflect on your own life. Are you too focused on the here and now, or are you willing to lift your eyes to the long-term vision God has for you? Are you seeking his guidance and asking him to open doors of opportunity in your life? Consider how shifting your perspective can help you see the incredible ways God is working in your life. As you think through these thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you. What steps can you take today to shift your focus from short-term to long-term thinking and to catch God's vision for your life? I hope you join me tomorrow as we continue to think about when God opens a door and how we can embrace His vision for our church.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.